Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 138. Today's episode will be uncovering everything that happened going down to Pruitt and back. Coming back was a little bit chaotic in Atlanta, so stay tuned and we will talk about that here in this episode. Welcome to a brand new episode. So, unfortunately, I was unable to produce an episode while on my mission trip in Iquitos, Peru. And I thought about making an episode when I was sick the last day and a half that I was there. It was nothing serious. It was just like a minor cold. And I had no energy and I was in bed. But some of our other team members weren't so lucky as they were. I don't want to go into too much detail, but yeah, they didn't feel great at all and they felt like crap. Anyways, so I left Seattle on March 27th. It was a Wednesday. Got to the airport at 3 a.m. Flight took off at 6 a.m. It was on board an Airbus A321-200, with a 4 hour and about 50 minute flight down to Atlanta, Georgia. It was pretty smooth flight, uneventful. And, we made it to Atlanta, in time for our connection down to Lima, which was on board an Airbus A350. Now, I have had the A350 on my bucket list of aircraft to fly on, and I got to knock that one off the list. It is a great aircraft. It is louder than the 787. So I guess for quietness, and I would prefer the 787 or the A350, but the A350 is great. It was comfortable. It was quite bumpy throughout the first two hours of the flight. It was over a five hour flight, almost 6 hours. So, it smoothed out quite a bit. I believe we, came to a cruising altitude of 39,000 feet. I know we came to a cruising altitude of 38,000 feet on the return flight, which wasn't with Delta. Anyways, it was a very smooth flight, after we got through the bumpy areas, and, it was an uneventful landing in Lima, where we had 11 hour, 28 minute layover in Lima, where we then connected up to Iquitos, Peru, where it was a balmy 92 degrees practically every single day with 85% humidity practically every single day. When it rained, it felt great. And when it rains down there, I mean, it rains. You haven't seen rain unless you've been to Peru, at least Iquitos, or another tropical region where it downpours just randomly. It was my sixth time down there, so I knew what to expect. It wasn't anything new to me. I realized that a lot of the aircraft that are down in Peru, they're windows seem to get scratches on like the second pane inside. I don't know how to explain it. Anyways, they get scratches on the inside of the window where people, I don't even know how they get there. I honestly, it baffles my mind on how those scratches get there. Anyways, yeah, it was smooth flight on the way down. I never ended up actually flying the Airbus A321neo, and I was supposed to. So the return flight from Iquitos to Lima was uneventful. It was smooth. I'm not sure what altitude we cruised at. They speak Spanish primarily on that flight. Domestic flight in Peru. And then we hopped on the 767-300ER with LATAM. And for the return flight, it had been stormy in Atlanta, so it was kind of bumpy coming in. I almost thought we were going to do a go-round when we landed. The aircraft was 10 years old, I believe. Yeah, this LATAM 767-300ER was a 10-year-old aircraft. And when we landed, we sat on the tarmac, and we got the captain notified us that there was still an aircraft at our gate, and that it was going to be a 20-minute delay. So we're sitting there, and we get to the gate, and our group has an hour and 39-minute connection to make for our flight to Seattle. And we're in customs, and we're halfway through, and it's boarding time. It's 9:19 p.m. local time there in Atlanta, Georgia. And we make it through U.S. Customs finally, and I already know we're not going to make the flight. And so, you know, one of the Delta employees is like, yeah, you guys definitely not going to make your flight, your connection. Then somebody told them, yeah, you're going to make your flight. They even started boarding, which I didn't know how that could possibly even be a thing. Why would my app notify me? I mean, if they had delayed boarding, the app would let me know. Anyways, all our baggage, we handed over, and we ran through security, and we have to go from the international gates, which is, I believe, the F gates there in Atlanta. If anybody knows Atlanta, we had to go all the way down, go to the C gates, and it's 9:19 at night, and the trams are running at limited operation. So we're just running. We finally get on a tram that takes us to the C concourse, and we get to the gate, and the doors are closed. Nobody's there. And then the gate agent comes out and was like, sorry guys, I tried to hold it, the aircraft, as long as I could possibly hold it, and unfortunately you guys are gonna have to rebook, which we did. But that wasn't the bad part. I mean, okay, our flight was scheduled to board at 9:19, depart at 9:59 p.m. local time in Atlanta, and our next flight the next day was going to be that same exact flight, with arrival time in Seattle at 12:32 a.m. local time. So we knowing that we have all this time, we book a hotel. And not knowing that there's been a lot of flight cancellations, in the area. We'll get back to that. Anyways, we book the hotel, and there's a group of 15 of us, and we have to get, a shuttle, and we get a shuttle. We get down to the hotel and find out that they don't have a reservation for us, and that all the rooms are completely booked out, that there's been tons of cancellations of flights due to weather in different areas, and Atlanta had high winds the day prior, and it was just a bunch of chaos. And so every single hotel is booked out. It had no vacancy. So it turns out our booking was done through a third-party company, which has no clue what actual rooms are available. So we were able to get our money back, called the hotel, and they told us, yeah, we have rooms, but it's first come, first serve. So we get there and find out that they don't have room for all of us. We need 4 rooms. And then we find a hotel that has rooms, and we're able to finally get to sleep at 4 a.m. And so then we go back to the airport at 12 o'clock, with a free shuttle that comes with the hotel where we were staying. And we were able to get on standby for a flight on April 12th on a 757-300ER to Seattle, which was very exciting. The A321neo didn't happen, but at least my backup aircraft, which I was hoping to get, happened. So I got to fly it on an unexpected 757-300ER, which they just that day or the day before had started reusing the 757-300ER again on the Atlanta to Seattle route. So that was a big surprise. And it was a 20-year-old aircraft. A great flight, great aircraft. I was all the way at the very back, very long aircraft flying in the flying pencil. But it was a great flight, and I definitely recommend anyone, and I'm sorry, my words aren't working that well. I'm still exhausted from all the traveling. Anyways, I would recommend that anyone who can gets on a 757 before they no longer exist. It was a great flight, and next time we'll fly on the A321neo, and I'll let you know how that is. Anyways, I'm pretty tired, and just wanted to get the episode out for you guys. Sorry that's been a couple weeks. I kind of let you guys know that would probably happen. Anyways, this has been episode 138. Thank you for listening, and until next time, fly safe.